I hate leaks. When you see something leaking, what does that mean 99.9% of the time? A leak usually means something is broken and is in need of repair. That, as we all know, means we're going to be spending money to fix it. If you see an oil leak under your car, it could be from a bad seal or gasket or from damaged parts like a cracked oil pan. That little leak stain you see on your driveway could mean a repair of $250 to $1,000. If you have a water leak, it could be caused by clogged drains, weak pipe joints, corrosion, extreme temperature fluctuations, and so many other things. If the root cause is not determined and repaired, it could mean massive damage and cost. Last week, I had brake fluid leaking out of my car, and my brakes were beginning to not work. Not good. After new master cylinder and a brake booster to repair it, all was well with the exception of my bank account. Leaks reveal something is wrong. A deeper problem is revealing itself through something we can see, hear, or experience on the outside. When that happens, you must take time to look deeper, or the damage continues to get worse. We all have leaks. You may not realize it, but your emotions, feelings, habits, and patterns of behavior, like passive aggressiveness, sarcasm, control, or lack of trust, can be leaks resulting from something broken in your life. Broken pieces, broken chapters that haven't been processed through and allowed to heal on the inside leak out in some way on the outside. Think about the broken pieces of your life, whether through choices you made, the impact of someone else's choices, or the result of the sinful, broken world. There is pain. The roots of that pain can lead to lies we believe about ourselves. On the surface, it may look like anxiety, depression, anger, unforgiveness, shame, jealousy, bitterness, and fear. If we open our hearts and allow the light of God's truth to seep down deep into the darkness of what is broken, He'll reclaim, restore, and redeem those places in our heart and life. It's a process, but so worth it for the healing that awaits you on the other side. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Don't lose heart. These temporary days will lead to eternal praise. God uses all the pieces of our life as we trust Him to repair them. The good news through it all is our pain and struggles here give way to the glories just on the other side. That's the truth. Surrender all you've been trying to fix on your own to Jesus. As you do, you'll have fewer leaks and much more joy. I'm Lori Klein.